get away to see what we...
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice, be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
It's time for some straight talk. We've all been there. You have some real work to do, but the free Wi-Fi where you're working isn't going to cut it. It's like leaving the winning runner stranded on third base. Not good. Well, now you can be your own hotspot with Straight Talk's Ultimate Unlimited plan. Get 10 gigs of hotspot data for just $55 a month, all on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Compatible device required. See straighttalk.com.
Disability is not inability. A person's ability may be different, but still an ability. No matter one's race or age, no matter one's physical or mental condition, we all have limitless possibilities. For more than 100 years, Easter Seals has helped the 1 in 4 people with disabilities in America live, work, learn, and play. I'm Angela Williams, CEO of Easter Seals.
For more information, visit EasterSeals.com.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Back on the On Deck Circle. We'll be coming to you shortly. Let us set up the show and welcome you to our number 2's The Sports Hangover. Friday, July 16th. Hard to believe. I'm going to say this at least for another day. I won't do this every day next week, Jordan, but 2 weeks from today, practice number 2 of the New Orleans Saints training camp will be in the books. Hard to believe. Also, it'll be the day after the NBA draft. Who would the Pels have selected in the first round? 4 picks in the second round. Do they use all 5? That will be the discussions 2 weeks from today. So we got lots to get into.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend,
Oh, yeah. How do you think Pels fans would be partying if Damian Lillard never became a Pelican? People already photoshopping him in a Pels jersey this morning, Jordan. I sent you that already. Remember that? What was that? Sorry.
I don't even know how. What? I don't know how excited I would be if that actually came.
General D finding his way to the studio today, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. So, yeah, I mean, I think you're going to see party in the streets. Let's dance.
Look at a smile on his face. Yeah. Hurry up. Well, we're going to see if that's remotely a possibility. Jordan, is one of our questions of the day. Go.
Yeah, so according to Henry Avott, a source told him that the Blazers star, Damian Lillard, is to request a trade in the coming days. So we throw out the question of the day. Pelicans fans, how optimistic are you that Damian Lillard becomes a Pelican, and what are you willing to trade?
Joseph Jurkic, right? He tweeted.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
He tweeted.
Yusuf
General
Jurkic?
D. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
he then tweeted, y'all about to really believe a guy with a name Henry Avott with a robot emoji.
Wow.
And a bunch of laughing face emojis.
Wow.
And two ball cap emojis.
Yeah.
So he's capping.
And then Henry responded
with, he's come awfully close to saying it himself. Has he told you different?
Wow. I still want to go to this. Apparently, you have to have a certain name to be credible.
Yes.
When you have news like that. I do love Twitter because then several fans then posted Nurkic's, you know, stats, and basically he's really not that important. Anyway, so we'll get into that here coming up as well. The reports, I'm going to read from Chris Haynes, Yahoo Sports, who sat down and had an exclusive interview with him either last night or this morning, released it this morning. Damian Lillard has said that after practice today with Team USA, he's going to address that trade report. Now, there's a report on that report that if he says trade me publicly, he can be fined. Tampering. So, the only thing he can say is it's false or, well, you know, it's between me and the team, which then means it's true. Well, so, it's like, but he said he's going to address it, which I thought was interesting.
Well, it's kind of different, like the whole Zion situation, like we've been saying. Well, could have easily just addressed
that's
it.
That's bingo.
It in
that's
the
exactly
butt.
What I said. And so, when I read that from Chris Haynes, General D, you and I talk about this in the gym every morning. In today's day and age, what happened? Damian Lillard probably texts Chris, or Chris texts Dame. They clearly have a relationship, right?
100%, yeah.
Because even Shamit Dua was like, I need to get, you know, Chris Haynes' alerts ready to go. Yeah. So everyone knows there's a relationship there with a reporter and a player. In this day and age, it took him less than 12 hours, not even that, hours, minutes, from that first report to, let's have a chat. Chris puts out something for Yahoo Sports, and then Dame says, I'm going to address it. Period. Done. That's how you do it. That's why, for weeks, I went bananas off of that Athletic report and said, a very bad move because it actually hurt your chances to try to win here. And you could have clarified it or put some context to it, and you haven't. So,
well, Dame's in a position right now where he's starting to see the clock tick. Mm-hmm. So he's at the prime of his career and needs to make a move in his mind. He thinks that, like, you know, if I don't get out of here, I don't get the next piece, my career is going to end with advancement in the playoffs, and that's it. And especially if you're not going to win the gold medal this year, which they're not looking too bright right now for that gold piece. So, I think there is some smoke, and to your point, if they're able to have that out there in the ether, he needs to be able to say, no, I'm not going there, and, you know, I'm happy with the situation here, and try to track the player to him. But there's definitely smoke there, and he is looking to move. But I do think, I don't know that the Pelicans are the place, the destination that he's looking to go to.
That's what I was going
to
tell you. I'm going to read exactly what he said to Chris Haynes. And as I go to Jack, we talk with Matt Babcock in our number one NBA draft analyst. I flat out asked him that. He says, look, I do expect that he's going to request that. I've heard that as well. So there's a lot of people in the league and league circles that believe that that is coming. Jack, how are you today?
Happy Friday, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, man. Happy Friday to you.
Hey, have you ever reached out to Rebecca Black? I mean, any chance you do an interview, you know, let her know that, you know,
I've told Jordan it could be the mother of all gets from you.
It could be. But I've heard stories that she's like, that's one of, like, the worst things that she's ever done in her life was create that song. Right. So I don't know how she would feel
about you never know.
Coming on and talking about
well,
it.
Well, I didn't say we're talking about that song.
I mean, we basically make fun of it every single Friday.
No, who makes fun of it? What are you talking about?
That's true.
That gets me pumped up and ready to go for the weekend. I make money. Yeah, fun of it. I don't make fun of it. Go ahead, Jack. What you got, man?
Okay. Well, look, Tom Brady. Okay, he's going to the Hall of Fame. There may be a whole wing just for Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. But I had this conversation at my main fantasy draft last year with a guy who didn't think the Bucs were going to the playoffs. And I tried to explain. The Bucs won 7 games in 2019 with Jameis turning the ball over 135 times. So if they just didn't do that, they should go to the playoffs.
Right.
So, you know, and he, you know, Gus, we've had this conversation before. He picked his spot. I mean, they have probably the best receivers in football. And then he added Brown and Gronk. I mean, come on. And when you're talking about the rest of his career, I mean, do you think the Patriots would have won a lot less Super Bowls if they would have had Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees playing quarterback for them?
We actually had that discussion yesterday, Jordan and I, during the breaks. General D, if you would have switched, if Brees would have been with Belichick, Brady would have been with, you know, here in New Orleans with Sean Payton, do you think the success would have been similarly? I said no, based on this. New England had better teams on the defensive side.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Look, you go back and you look at the Super Bowl wins. Not many, if any, were double digits. They were game-winning field goals. They were, you know, interception at the goal line. Yes, they count as wins, but it's not, I mean, even the one where, you know, the Patriots beat the Rams the year of the Nola no-call. I mean, that was the most boring offensive game ever. It's not like it was a shootout and he absolutely lit it up in the Super Bowl. They just found a way to win.
Yeah, I don't know.
And again, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Jack.
No, all I was going to say was in the 28-3 game, I mean, that was just bad play calling. Well, first of all, part of the reason they were up 28-3 is because Brady threw a couple of interceptions. Okay, and then just bad play calling by Atlanta. You know, run the football, but you left your defense on the field, and by the end of the game, they were just out on their feet. It didn't really matter who was playing quarterback.
And I hear you. And the other thing too, General, because we're kind of talking a little bit about this with did the Suns blow it or the Bucks win it? Part of winning is taking advantage of the doors that are open, right? I mean, you've coached and played. I mean, that's part of it too. So, yeah, there were bad play calls, but you have to go make those plays as well, you know?
Yeah, I don't know that if you stick Tom Brady on the Saints, does it all of a sudden create extra wins for us? I mean, yeah, Drew Brees, I mean, he was limited in his abilities because he was hurt. But I do think that he had the right situation in Tampa, and things started to come together for Tampa, and that's why they won a Super Bowl. Now, if you look at New England, he had all the pieces around him, and he was, in the beginning of his career, just really a system-type quarterback. But I think he evolved into having that cachet when he walked into the huddle, and guys looked at him as a leader and saw him be able to make plays because he was able to make plays because he had guys on the other end of the ball to make those plays. You know, you have probably one of the best tight ends in the history of the NFL with Gronk. You had a guy that was a receiver when they were putting up these incredible numbers with Moss. You know, that changed his trajectory as a quarterback from just a system guy to a guy that could go out and get a win for you. And I think when he goes to Tampa, all of a sudden he's able to translate some of that, because one of the things that was said, I think they talked about this on the podcast with Mark Ingram, when Drew Brees walked into the huddle, they didn't want to let him down. That's what Tom Brady brought to Tampa. Mm-hmm. When he walked into the huddle, they didn't want to let him down, and they got some wins down the stretch because they believed that they were going to get those wins. And I've seen that with teams, and you see that, actually, if you want to translate it to the Pelicans, how they lost close ball games, because they were in the huddle, and they're looking around as,
well, who's doing it?
Here
right?
We go again. Who's the guy right, to go right, to? Right. Opposed to having that saying that we're going to win this. A guy like Damian Lillard has that kind
here
of cachet.
Look at that,
you know,
look,
I mean, that look, grin, that would be fantastic. Yeah. Although, if we go further down the road, what are you going to have to give up to get him? Is really
look,
the key
all
question.
I know is this, Jack, is we had a recruiting video from the mayor for Russell Wilson because Sierra, in her mind, can be the lead person at Jazz Fest. Damian Lillard is, you know, an artist as well. He raps. He, you know, Essence, Jazz Fest. He can be one of...
Collaboration with...
I'm waiting for the recruiting video. Come on.
Rebecca Black and him.
Come on, Miss Cantrell. Let's go.
No, we do not need to relive another video.
I do. I want hey, another guys. Recruiting video. Go ahead, Jack.
Now, before I get out, I just want to remind you that on Tom Brady, say, lost to Eli Manning twice in the Super Bowl. I just want to point that out. Y'all have a good weekend. Thank you.
All right, man. Appreciate it. All right, let me read this. It's going to take me about 3 minutes, and then we'll get to the break, and then we'll come back and discuss this. Again, the big news of the day, David Onyemata suspended for 6 games because of a banned substance is what he put on Instagram. If you're wondering why 6, Ross Jackson, who joined us in hour one, kind of alluded to it and thought that might be the case, worst case, based on the fact he's now a multi-time offender. Remember, he was suspended for marijuana possession in his house a while back. So in the NFL's eyes, this is a second strike, so it's not 2 games, it's not 4 games, it's 6 games. That means he's missing the Packers, at Panthers, at Patriots, the Giants, at Washington, at Seattle. That's what he's missing. It's one of our questions of the day. If you want to chime in on that, you can call and give us that info here as well. Or you can also discuss... again, what may be or may not be, I don't know. When practice ends today over there in Vegas, we'll hear from Damian Lillard, who will address the report that he will request a trade at the end of the month, or I guess the end of the Olympics or whatever that is. I see it's 1:14. So, buddy, let's just go to the break, and we'll come back. I'll read a answer to Chris Haynes' exclusive interview with him on Yahoo Sports, General D, in which he flat out says, I have to ask you about your situation with the Trailblazers. With all you've done for the franchise on and off the court, do you feel like that same level of commitment has been reciprocated as far as putting you in position to get your first title? His response when we come back on Your Home for Pelicans Basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Robert, I have a proclamation to make.
A proclamation?
A proclamation to the people of New Orleans.
Proclamate away, Lori.
We don't think you're stupid.
Of course we don't think they're stupid. What's gotten into you?
Friends, we don't think you're stupid.
Lori, what's going on?
A customer bought a big diamond from us for $7,000.
Diamond Mine Diamond or Plasma Chamber Diamond?
Diamond Mine.
And?
They said another store showed them a smaller, lower quality diamond and claimed it was a $10,000 diamond, but they are willing to sell it for only $7,000.
Oh, now I see.
A customer asked me, do those people think I'm stupid?
Wow.
And that was just the first one. I've talked to five more people who've had a similar experience.
Okay, so what's your solution?
Friends, look at the diamond, look at the price.
And then come to Ramsey's.
Look at our diamond, look at our price.
Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers, the largest diamond store in Louisiana, on Veterans between Bonneville and West End in Metairie.
Make this the summer event at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat and Homa. Not only can you get a great deal on a Ram, but you can see their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right ones should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Always on the run and short on cash? With a State Bank and Trust Company debit card, you can pay for goods and services without the need for cash in your pockets or the hassle of writing checks. Available on all consumer and commercial checking account holders. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in. Or at ESPN Radio Nola. Jordan's going to start mixing in some responses already. Again, David Onyemata, Saints defensive lineman. He suspended 6 games without pay for, a banned substance. Whether it's a PED, it's something, he says, a supplement that he took, apparently tested positive. But whatever the reason, he's not. There's no reports that he's appealing. He's gone for 6.
Well, didn't you have, like, Sky Caps years ago that those guys basically appealed all the way through the entire season? So that is a possibility that he could do, but it sounds as though if he's coming out and admitting on his Instagram, it doesn't look like – he's trying to fight it. It looks like he's basically admitting that he did wrong. So
6 games. And again, as I mentioned, Packers, Panthers, Patriots, Giants, Washington, Seattle. The games that he will be missing on a defensive line, General D, that now, as we know, doesn't have Sheldon Rankins, doesn't have Malcolm Brown. And we're hoping that Peyton Buckshot Turner can contribute. We're hoping Marcus Davenport will be the type of player the Saints would like. We're hoping, as Ross Jackson said, that maybe other guys step up. Shy Tuttle, John Dalton, Malcolm Roach, Ryan Glasgow.
Undrafted free agents,
right,
basically. So that's your answer. Yeah. So that becomes your top priority right now.
Right now.
I mean, cornerback obviously has been a glaring need because you still don't know what the suspension is going to be for Lattimore. But I think at this point, because of the Saints is predicated on stopping the run first, and then your uncertainty at linebacker, it has to be number one, is go get yourself a D tackle. But that might even come in trade. Cause right now, I don't know what's on the streets. I mean, I think you mentioned about, Snacks Harrison or something that's out there, but
yeah.
I mean, come on, you
Snacks.
Know, if the guy named Snacks, that looks like he's, too interested in working out and being a part of the team. So.
Oh, what are you doing now?
I'm just saying, you might want to just tailgate a little more.
So are we going for
Snacks comes to New Orleans and starts eating here?
No, I'm talking about you if you go to the Saints-Packers game of the week number 1.
Wow.
May not have, likely, Marshawn Lattimore. You're not going to have David Onyemata.
who's the corner? Still figuring out who the next linebacker is next to Mario Davis.
Are we going full on LSU football season?
I'm just saying.
Where it's just pull out
just
a launch.
Just enjoy it. Yeah, you're back in the dome. So it's sold out. Beer. So you're losing by 30 at half.
So you spend $20 on a beer.
Let me tell you something. If the what would be the worst case scenario for you? I'll tell you. For me. First play of the game, Aaron Rodgers. Jordan Love. Bombs away. 7-0. First play, Saints offense. Whoever the quarterback is, pick six, 14-0.
Oh, man.
Well, I think it's 10 times worse.
If Jordan,
if Jordan Love's the one bombing away.
Yeah, bombs away.
Puts up four touchdown passes.
I keep trying to tell everybody. This is why it's a potential playoff team. Everyone's convinced this team's going to, where's the Super Bowl this year? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, the Saints are, I think.
Hey, but you know what? Go play golf. No practice is needed. We're all good. Everything's fine. What's the gif where you have that dog and the house is burning everywhere? Is it too soon?
Everything's fine.
Is it too soon? Yes. Everything. Is it too soon to use that, General D? I think we're too soon. It is too soon?
I think we need to pump the brakes a little bit here and have some faith in this organization.
About
that they've,
2 weeks
they've done
from today,
well.
After the second practice, if we report that both quarterbacks have more interceptions than touchdown passes in team drills.
Then we say our defense looks great, right? Isn't how they shape it over in Miami with Tua when he throws six picks?
That's right. That's exactly
so the
right
Super Bowl will be in SoFi Stadium.
So, oh, that's going to be a beautiful Super Bowl. It's a gorgeous stadium. All right, let's get to the other big news of the day. General D's all smiles. Jordan's already setting aside money for an official. Do you want the Jumpman, Damian Lillard, Pelicans jersey?
I would take any.
They're proud of
them.
Pelicans, you know,
Damian
them shorts
Willard
are like $95.
They are.
Yeah.
I wanted to get some.
Me too.
Even with Todd's discount.
Yeah, it is still $95. All right. So Chris Haynes, Yahoo Sports. So he asked Damian Lillard, look, do you feel the organization has reciprocated the effort and the energy that you've put in? This is his answer. To make it to the NBA, I had to give it everything I had. I was going to do what needed to be done to win games. I didn't come into the league worrying about what others were doing in the organization. I didn't come in with that type of mentality, Zion. But I've been active in probably 95% of the games in my career. I've played through injuries, and I've been part of two rebuilds. Keep that in mind. I feel like I've experienced everything with the Trailblazers, and I've worn that jersey as a badge of honor and with a lot of pride and care. I've never felt like my job was to go in and critique what other people were doing in the organization. My job was to make sure the team is functioning and trying to lead them to the best results. I've always assumed everybody's mentality was the same, even when I'm playing well and we come up short at the end of the season. I go home and the first thing I do is look in the mirror and tell myself we didn't win a championship. Or if I didn't play as well as I should have, I have to look in the mirror and tell myself that my performance was unacceptable. I have to do better. And then you got to do better. I think that's the stage where we're at as a team, where we all, not just me, not just my teammates, not just our new coaching staff, the front office, everybody in this organization must look in the mirror because we constantly come up short. We have to look in the mirror and say, I have to be better because wherever it is we're not doing is not working. And it's not giving us the shot to compete on the level that we want to compete on. He has more, but what do you think of that so far?
I think he's posturing. I mean, I think he's trying to say, you know, I've done everything I can here, right? And that means
ADS.
In the past, in a sense, I've done everything I can. And he's getting ready to position himself to make an
and
exit.
Here's the point I made about that article with the Zion Athletic thing. 90 games. If your family believes that after 90 games, Damian Lillard has been to postseasons. They've come up short, but he's won games. He's been in a postseason. If that guy wants to feel that way, I feel like you can earn to posture or feel that way. Does that make sense to you?
We've talked about this before. Yeah. I mean, I think the Zion comments, yes, he could have put it all to rest if he'd have come out and said, no, that's not what's happening. I'm happy here.
Right.
And that puts it all to rest. But the case is he's not happy. And he's not happy with the results. And I think it also, in listening to David Griffin's comments that, you know, we're not in urgency mode, that's ridiculous. I mean, and when Zion comes out and says, no, we have more problems, all of a sudden that button was pushed. So that's why I think a month after the season, you make the Van Gundy move, and it was an organizational thing. It started to swell, and it started out as just a little bit of ripple, and before you know it, it's a big wave.
Right.
And now you have all the media on him, and maybe Griffin's first strategy was to come in and build this thing organically. But as we've seen, no teams that we can point to have built it organically and won in the NBA right now. It's always go out and get a couple of stars, put them together, put some role players behind them, and let's move into, and that's what Damian Lillard's asking for.
So Chris Hayes then asks or says, having known you for years in your position, why is this current juncture such a pivotal moment for you? His answer, there are a few reasons. One being, I'm not getting any younger. Our environment has always been great. We're not losing a lot, but we were eliminated by a shorthanded Denver team that I felt like we should have beat. I just walked away from that really disappointed. I was like, man, this just isn't going to work. We're not winning the championship, but we've got a successful organization. We have not been a franchise that just goes out there and loses year after year and gets divided. We have positive seasons. We just don't end up winning a championship. So I feel like at this point, I basically made the decision that if you do what you've always done, you'll always be where you always have been. Just like I hold myself accountable for a bad performance, I hold myself accountable to make sure that I work my tail off when I'm training. I must be accountable for saying what needs to be said, even if it's not popular. And that just comes with age. When I was younger, I felt like maybe I'll be out of place. But I feel like I've earned the right to say, we must do better. We must do better if we want to win on that level. And then it says he will address a report about his future with the team following Team USA's practice on Friday. So that's the two questions and answers specifically about that. Dowen, when you hear that, what do you think you're going to hear after practice from Damian Lillard?
I think you're going to hear a lot of the same. I really don't think. I think he's in a position that he can get fined or there's some, you know, repercussions that can come if he actually requests a trade. So I think he's going to say all the right things, but also try to placate to the fan base to say, look, man, you know, I'm trying to do everything I can to win in this organization, but right now we haven't been winning. So if something happens, you know, don't be upset with me if I move on. I mean, he's not going to say those exact words, but I think that's what he's trying to do right now. He's going to posture really to his brand. And if he does make a move, as I just mentioned before, the smiles are here because he's looking at, you know, other suitors. But I don't know that the Pelicans are the suitor that he's looking to come to. Right now, we have a lot of holes to fill. And, you know, as we've talked about before, Gus, is that without any real true direction for this organization, we don't even know the style of play we want to play at right now because we're just trying to get a coach in place. To say we're going to bring in Damian Lillard, what do you have to give up to get him? I thought we've had to give up B.I. all along if you want to go get a star like that, and that might not be something you're willing to do.
Now, I was talking to Bob Licht, who used to be the voice of the Pelicans, and we were discussing this morning. He says, from what he gathers, and no reports have come out, so I think Bob's accurate on this, he doesn't have a no-trade clause. So, in theory, Portland can deal him to whatever. Again, sort of like with the Jrue Holiday sort of thing, though, I have a hard time believing, now it can get contentious, but this may be a situation where, Dame, all right, fine. You won out. You've done well with us. We love everything you've done.
Yeah,
let's work with you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jordan. And where do you want to go? Because then it comes back to the point you just made, General D. Two things stood out to me in his two responses. I have been in a winning organization. We've done everything that's just right. We just come up short. The Pelicans can't even get into the postseason. The Pelicans can't even get their organization together yet. At least that's what's being perceived out there, right? I mean, at the very least. And factually, the Pelicans have not been a postseason team. So I understand Jordan, General D, myself included. I'd love Damian Lillard. But I have a hard time buying if his phone goes off and says, hey, we got a tremendous offer from the Pelicans. B.I., Lonzo, sign and trade, 6 first-round draft picks. I want to pull the trigger on this. I have a hard time believing Damian Lillard's going to be like, do it. And that, again, I go back to that article with The Athletic. I don't know who Zion is yet. There are no known commodities. This isn't like he's going to a team that has a set star in place, right? You understand what I'm getting at? Like, he's saying he's not getting any younger. And the other key thing is, he said he's been a part of two rebuilds. The Pelicans are rebuilding right now. I mean, that's just reality. So, I don't know what Zion is just yet. I don't know the kind of player he's going to be just yet. 2-3 years from now, this might be a different conversation. Brandon Ingram needs to show he can improve on the defense thing. I know he can score. Okay, I have some idea, though, who he is. But what are my other pieces there? I mean, this guy wants to win a championship. He's tired of being in the postseason and not getting to the next level. That's not where the Pels are.
Yeah. Do you keep him in the West?
If you're Portland, yeah. I'm shipping him to the East, of course. But then it comes to what General D is saying. What team can give him what he wants that can give Portland something without losing?
Philly. I mean, if you think that, you know.
Him and Embiid.
Him and Embiid can
so
coexist. So
Simmons
think,
and Simmons. Let's talk about that after
this. Yeah, I think
this.
That's the play. Because going to the East, what you're going to get back in Simmons. And then, but there's got to be also picks associated with it.
Right.
You know, for future build from there. So that's I think, is the landing
spot. All right, we'll see. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medication. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
It's time for some straight talk. We've all been there. You have some real work to do, but the free Wi-Fi where you're working isn't going to cut it. It's like leaving the winning runner stranded on third base. Not good. Well, now you can be your own hotspot with Straight Talk's Ultimate Unlimited plan. Get 10 gigs of hotspot data for just $55 a month, all on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Compatible device required. See straighttalk.com.
Are you finally ready to sell that motorcycle or ATV that is just collecting dust in your garage? Harley, Honda, Polaris, Yamaha, or anything like it? RumbleOn.com will pay you cash today. RumbleOn.com will buy them all. And in minutes, you have a real cash offer. We will pay you cash before we pick it up. No more strangers coming to your house from a listing site. Free pickup anywhere. Get your cash offer today. RumbleOn.com. Fast bikes, faster cash.
Recent data shows that out of all female-owned businesses, it's estimated that 1 in 3 is owned by a mom. CEO and founder Talia Goldstein is one such mompreneur. She needs to hire several matchmakers a month for her personalized matchmaking company, so she uses ZipRecruiter to find the right people for her job quickly. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Kellerman. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Kellerman. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
All right, Joey on Twitter. What would you do to get Damian Lillard, Jordan? Joey says, whoever and whatever they want. Along those lines, Neil, the old white guy, General D in studio with us here this hour, he says, I'm not optimistic at all. However, Bledsoe would have to be part of the deal. No, Jackson and Zion completely off limits. And I would want Dame minimum 3-year deal. We don't want to become irrelevant. We don't want to become irrelevant in 3 years to hang it up. So first I'll ask you this. I looked at it during the break. How many years left in Damian Lillard's deal?
I'm pretty sure 4 years.
Okay, so if you trade for him, you have him for a little bit. Is there anybody that's off limits other than Zion? I say no.
In theory, no. But is he going to come if you're going to give away the things that would attract him?
That's
he's not just attracted to Zion. He'd be attracted to maybe him and B.I. and Zion as a tag team.
Right.
But not, you know, giving away if you're giving away Nikhil Alexander Ward, there's another piece that you're having to give away that's going to be an asset, and I think we need to change our sights from Damian Lillard to looking at maybe somebody that's maybe attainable on a team that isn't a true rebuild, that's not going to be asking for the moon to get in return. The guy that I like is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You know, he's shot over 40% from three last year. It's 23 points a game. Yeah, the relationship there with Nall would be fantastic. He's already coming into your backcourt. If you're not going to sign and trade Lonzo, which I think that ship has sailed at the break last year, there's, you know, I don't see the team that's going to get hard capped by taking on Lonzo's salary. I don't think he's that great of a defender. I do think Alexander Walker and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander are guys that can lock down defensively. Now, is Nall going to take that next step? We don't know, but that's what we've been talking about building on. And you're keeping your assets of B.I., Jackson Hayes, and Zion. The thing that's killing you right now is the contracts. The Albatross contracts with Bledsoe and Adams, you have to move those guys. And the only way you're going to move those guys, in my thoughts, is by moving picks with them.
Yeah.
So the guy I like in the draft, and you know, the kid Giddy from Australia, I do like him as an upside guy. But there's another guy that's not ready to play right now. That's why Crisp is a guy that's a plug-and-play. He's a guy that's further along in the process. And what killed you as well is that when you didn't take the time to develop Nall as much as he should have that first year with Frank Jackson, and then the same thing happened to Kyra, you know, he's in a deficit mode right now because he hasn't gotten the minutes. So he can come in and probably solidify your second unit. Another guy to keep an eye on that I like is a guy from the Bulls. The point guard over there, his name
Zach LaVine.
No, the point guard.
Cody White.
Kobe White.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do like him. I think he's a guy that, you know, probably long term he can give you what you need, and you're not going to give up a ton to get him. But I think that's where we have to be more realistic. The Dame Lillard things, I think, is going to be a pie in the sky.
Well, to your point, again, if you can somehow convince him,
I mean, you don't have to convince him. I mean.
You do have to convince him, Jordan. He's literally sitting here saying we just have it one to the next level. Well, he's used to winning.
He doesn't have a no trade clause, so they could ship him wherever he wants.
That's a player, dude, that I would seriously doubt that's going to happen.
And if they shipped him over here, think about it. He has enough money in the bank, one, and the fact that he has as much clout as probably a top five, top seven guy in the NBA now to say, I'm not going to play at a rebuild. And then start pointing out all the warts that are there with the Pelicans organization, for one. And we don't even know if Zion's going to be there. Like, that would be the worst thing. You need to make sure that if he is going to come, he does want to come in for the right reasons.
Well, and to your point, you and I go back and forth in the gym in the mornings about this, about the clock being sped up. And whether or not, okay, it has, but at the same time, something like this would be because the clock is sped up, but then what does it mean for your future success, especially if Griffin keeps saying it's sustained success and all of this? You know, if you go out and you give away half your team, most of all of your picks that you've acquired in trades that essentially right now have gotten you nothing, if that happens.
Well,
right?
as much as I like Zion, and I think he's a transcendent talent,
right,
he's nowhere near the guy he's going to be 3 years from
That's
now.
That's what I'm saying. So, 3 years from now, right? I'll pull the trigger. I can't pull that trigger. I love Damian Lillard. But Damian Lillard and his team right now is not winning a championship next year.
Right.
And
that's what the piece is, if you put him with Zion and B.I., because there's a lot of deficiencies in their game right now.
Right now.
You're bringing it to the playoffs, though.
No, the playoffs. Well,
congratulations.
Yeah, but that's wonderful.
But again, the guy that's making you get into the postseason is tired of just being in the postseason.
And you'll be Portland. Exactly what Damian's coming from.
And then what teams tell me what teams that Damian can go to instantly, and what, I mean, the Lakers don't have anything to give.
Mm-hmm. The only one that makes sense would, well,
with
again,
Philly.
It would be, because here's the thing, Philly, in the Western Conference, you're thinking like, okay, he's from the West Coast, can the Clippers do it? Obviously, they may let Kawhi go and do that, but
the Heat.
What are you giving back?
The Heat's another spot.
You know,
that's a good organization that if he goes there.
Everyone keeps saying the Lakers, and I sent you a picture of LeBron and AD dancing to get you and Todd
but
they don't have anything to give.
But the Heat are going to have to give up an arm and a leg, and that's going to hurt them rather than help them.
Another team that is a possible player would be the Celtics.
I was going to say Boston.
You put him with Tatum, I mean, and especially if you have Brown, those three.
Right.
I mean, that's legit.
But again, the thing is with this, just like it is with Rodgers, right? Saints fans went bananas. Let's go get Aaron Rodgers. Great. What are you giving up? That means these are guys that are not just faces of your team and franchise players, but That team is not happy they're losing him. So they're going to ask, you know, for a lot.
They are. And I think if you look at, like, the Suns' success, what's been their recipe for success? It was bringing in a solid coach, which we all think that Green's going to be that guy.
Oh, wow.
They're bringing in some other assets with their young players. But a guy like Chris Paul, who had a kind of a big contract, they took a shot on him, and it's actually paid off wonderfully for him. But, you know, the Pelicans are not in that situation. That's why I think you need to go find a guy that's a younger guy that's on the come, that is a you know, peripheral all-star. Another one's De'Aaron Fox. I like him a lot. You might have to give up a little bit more to get him because he is the kind of the cornerstone of their franchise. Mm-hmm. But I think he's on the same timeline as a Zion.
I'm with you. And that might be more attainable than a Damian Lillard. Again, that guy's just trying to be somewhere where, to your point, he wants to play with another star.
Right.
As opposed to Damian Lillard wants to win a championship right now.
Well, this,
sooner rather than later.
This goes back to, you know, looking at Griff's, what's his strategy for the draft.
Right.
So you need to have in mind who's leaving and who's staying, and that's it's hard to do when you don't have a coach in place or style of play. To that point, you look at how DeAndre Ayton was able to be a center, which people thought, well, man, that seems like a very high pick, a guy that, right, you know, what can he do? He's been unbelievable in the playoffs, and without him on the floor, they're not the same team. And we've talked about this before. When he goes out the game, the Suns' chances of winning go down dramatically, yeah, because they can't match the size
and
that the Bucks put there.
And to that point, I was telling, you know, with Jordan yesterday, 17 boards but just 6 points. He needs to be a double-double guy. Breaking news. Jordan, I like this kind of breaking news. See, this feels like a good Friday news drop. No, it's not somebody suspended from the Atlanta Falcons. That would make me feel good as well. But, Jordan, you hear the music, which can mean one thing. This is NBA breaking news.
No,
go.
It's not Damian Lillard. The NBA and Players Association have agreed to continue the play-in tournament for the 2021-2022 season.
I like it.
There's hope.
I like it.
There's hope.
There is hope.
But yet we couldn't even sniff the play-in.
Stop it. This is a whole new season. Here's my thing. I love this, General D. I absolutely love it. And made the last month. You and I talked every day. We watched scores. We talked games. It made the last month of the season absolutely interesting, much less last week of the season interesting. They were changing game times to make sure the Lakers. I mean, I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. Corey, thank you for calling the Sports Hangover. How are you, sir? Hello, Corey.
Hi, Dave. Because it seemed like to me that it was designed for Zion to get in the play-in, and it still couldn't get it, you know?
Yeah.
But the thing with the Dame Lillard thing, I'll kind of leave Dame Lillard alone because the fact is that you got a young core already, and they remind me of the Clippers before that CP3 went over there. I mean, it was good, but they couldn't make the playoffs. And when they got a veteran point guard like Paul, and it just pretty much blew through the roof, I think that you get a young point guard like Gildas Alexander, I think his name.
Yep.
Or you can get a D'Angelo Fox or something like that. I mean, you stay within your mean. Don't try to go out your mean, because we know that when you try to get a big time player, remind you that they did it with Boogie Cousins. They traded Buddy Hill, and Boogie never did sign the extension, and they was back from, you know, they wasn't the same ever since.
Yeah.
So now you're in a better situation now. I think that you don't gamble on that. You don't gamble.
I just look at it like this, and maybe I'm wrong, Corey, and I'll get your opinion, Jordan's, and General D's here. I have to be realistic. You know, like you've heard the phrase, play within your own league or things like that. I have to know where I'm at. And Zion himself said it, which I think helps my case to an extent. We're not close. He said it, we're not close. David Griffin is, we're close. Zion the same day said, we're not close. And understanding that, at least from an extent, yes, I agree. Maybe the timeline sped up. But if Zion knows we're not close, then make sure you build that good team yet. You keep saying, and I agree with you 100%. 2 to 3 years from now, then you make it. That's what the Suns did.
Well, you look at the Suns, what they did in the bubble, what
exactly
they did in the play-in.
Right. Yeah.
They were undefeated in the play-in.
And then that gave them enough cause to be like, oh, let's go shoot our...
And why did a Chris Paul all of a sudden think that, man, this team's right, got more potential than what everybody else thought.
Correct.
But they were basically
2, 3, 4 years of having Booker and Ayton. That's what I'm saying. We've had 90 games with
that's
Zion.
Right. That's right.
I mean,
who's going to be that number two guy? Like, I know everyone, you and I talked about this, B.I. I mean, can you see him being the next Devin Booker? And I really don't see that. I thought if he would have taken that next leap after his the most improved player last year and kind of kept on riding the coattails of that, then I could have said, yes, he could be the next, like, Devin Booker type player, to where he's that number two guy that has that dog mentality to score at will. But we saw a drop off last year.
But he doesn't have that dog mentality. So, like, to your point, when we were looking at guys at possible trades or bringing in people, you know, Jason Tatum was a guy that I said that he's a dog, and you can see that down the stretch in ball games. If you just talk to B.I., you can see that he's not a dog. He's a guy that's a phenomenal talent. He has some killer instincts at times, but when all the pressure's on his shoulders, sometimes that gets a little bit heavy for him. And I think that now we kind of know who he is. That doesn't mean that's who he's always going to be.
Sure.
But I do think coaches bring it out in you. So, you know, there were times in ball games when we were asking him to do things that really wasn't really associated to his game the best. There should have been times when we were able to drive and kick opposed to him pound the ball into the ground.
I agree.
And
he was just used improperly last year. Yeah. I thought he was used improperly last year.
And we can look at the entire organization not handling guys correctly. Look at the guard play. Yeah. That killed us.
I know. Corey, give me final 30 seconds before my break, man.
I don't know. I think I leave it like this. I think, like, the guy said a mouthful, and he was 100% right. B.I., to me, I think they need a closer. I don't think B.I. is a closer, and I sure don't think that Zion is a closer. They need a closer, and they need some veteran leadership that can pretty much take this team to the next level. Because, like right now, it's a make or break year. They got to make the playoffs, and I'm not talking about no play-in. They got to be at least a top four seed.
Oh, top four seed from Corey. Thank you, man. Stay dry. Have a good weekend. Gus Cadigal, Jordan Kleber, Mouth of the South, General D in studio with us for another 15 minutes. Coming up in hour number three, a couple of guests we'll get to here as well. Raphael, Marlon, Leo, and your phone calls. But next 15 minutes, all you. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Golden Motors right here in Cutoff, Louisiana is the place to buy your next Chevrolet, Buick, or nearly new pre-owned or any make or model vehicle that you're looking for. Golden Motors, nestled only 60 miles from New Orleans, only 35 to 40 minutes from Houma Thibodeau area, and only seconds from www.goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, where price is priority. Cutoff, Louisiana, 985-325-1000 or goldenmotors.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Welcome back. We've missed you. We know it's been tough. Because rebuilding your business isn't for the faint of heart. Your business needs a jump start. And we're here to help. Introducing Surge, symmetrical speed fiber internet from Etel Business. Revved up data speeds at 30% off, plus 3 months free. We're glad you're back. And we're here to make your business surge. Etel Business. Offer valid on 3-year contract for 2 or more business services.
Coco's Mexican Restaurant on Highway 1 in Raceland is open and ready to please you. They have daily lunch specials Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mouth-watering Mexican food daily with delicious specialty dishes like coconut shrimp tacos, Baja fish tacos. Plus try the trio burritos or a carne asada. Coco's Mexican has happy hour from 3 to 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 margaritas. Delivery service from waiters also available. They're located on Highway 1 in Raceland next to the post office. Coco's.
Heard you're buying a car. I brought my calculator.
Dad, I already used Capital One Auto Navigator. I found my car online and got pre-qualified instantly, instead of all that.
You know those things impact your credit score.
Didn't impact my credit score, Dad. Now I'm going to the dealership for a test drive and to make the purchase.
Sounds too easy.
No, it's just easy. Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wood.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cadigal.
Richard Sherman was released yesterday. No bail. His own recognizance released a statement just now. I am deeply remorseful for my actions on Tuesday night. I behaved in a manner I am not proud of. I've been dealing with some personal challenges over the last several months, but that is not an excuse for how I acted. The importance of mental and emotional health is extremely real, and I vow to get the help I need. I appreciate all of the people who have reached out in support of me and my family, including our community here in Seattle. I am grateful to have such an amazing wife, family and support system to lean on during this time. Now, we saw that video off of the security camera on someone's phone that Cairo, the TV station over there in Seattle, released yesterday. You know, and that's the thing, Dallin. We talk a lot about sports, and a lot of times that guy's a bum or all this stuff and whatever. And again, that's on the field, on the court, on the pitch stuff. When you see that, you watch that, obviously we've seen massive names like Junior Seau, to names that we maybe don't have on jerseys, suffer from CTE or mental issues or emotional issues. When you see that, I don't know what's going on. There was somebody that was, you know, angry. There was a wreck. Turned out he was charged for DUI as well, which kind of you could put the two and two together. Wreck on an interstate, gets off the exit, leaves the car there, and tries to go into that house. So anytime somebody deals with that, man, and you know this, you and I are family, you know, guys here as well. There's a wife involved. There's kids involved. We all don't have great days. We all have arguments. I probably argue more than I probably would like sometimes. But I look at it from a humanistic side of things, you know? So I read that statement and I'm like, good. I mean, I hope you do get the help. And, you know, I'm rooting for him from that aspect of it, man. Because, look, his wife came out and said, look, he's a good guy. He's a good – but when you have that environment and you don't know whether it's CTE or something like that, but – you know, you watch that video, and it's tough. Marcus Spears said that on ESPN today.
Yeah, which trouble. Well, one good thing is that obviously it's his PR staff that's putting out that information, and he does have a lot of people in his corner. It is troubling when you see that with guys, but it just kind of puts things in perspective that this game is very violent, and these careers are very short. I know people a lot of times want to talk about the money that these guys make, but there's consequences to that. If you look
at give and take,
yeah, you look at some of the all-time greats, and they may probably paid more price than some of these younger players because there are things in place that are trying to diminish some of these returns on their, you know, on their trauma to their brain. But the thing that that's one thing that I probably want to say about everything is to everyone is that mental health is a true thing that's real, and it's not something that we can just say this guy's crazy or this guy's that, because everyone at times go through bouts of depression, and what brings that on, we don't know. But being able to ask for help and get that kind of help is important. And I think a guy like this, because he's in the spotlight and he's been a guy that's, you know, if you look at all the different metrics behind him, went to Stanford, highly educated.
Right.
He's a guy that does his own contract. So you're talking about a guy that's probably at the elite level when it comes to the educational process, but that doesn't matter. When you hit that many times hit in the head, we're not saying that it's CTE, but if it is, there's a lot of things that add up. But even if it's not CTE, and it's just maybe because he's going through some struggles in his life right now, maybe he's looking at the end of his career and saying, you know, what have I accomplished? What am I trying to do with things? And you know, that could be the thing that's spurring on some of this. I don't know, but I do know that these are people, and they may be guys that we hold up to lofty standards at times, but it is real.
Look, we know real people, and I don't refer to anybody in particular, Dallin, but I'm almost positive. Just like when you see those shots at events, Stand Up to Cancer, everybody is holding a sign, unfortunately. We all know somebody. I promise you, we all know somebody that we think life's going well, and we're like, I'm sorry? Like, in the last 2 years, my wife or I have known people close in our circle, friends or family members. We're like, That has resulted in a divorce or something like that, where you don't know if people are happy or not or dealing with something. And, you know, it's crazy that we expect sometimes that athletes don't have it, when there's a lot other things that go to it too. Your time constraints, how your families and people suffer from this.
One of the things that athletes do, and if you look at Drew Brees or anyone, they're very schedule oriented.
Yeah.
And one thing we can all say, that our schedules in this past year were totally turned up on its head. And, you know, a lot of self-isolation took place in that time. And if people want to look internally, I know if you look at the sales for alcohol, we're through the roof. We're through
exactly
the roof.
Right.
So
yeah.
You don't know what this guy is going through. You don't know what kind of investments he has. We don't know any of that. But we do know is that he is in needing help. And until we really get all the facts about what's there, you know, I think it's important to have that side.
But I wanted to pass that along. You know, he came out and said that. Now, something else we need to get into. I'm trying to figure it out here. Jordan, what do you think? What is happening here?
Want a little sit down?
What is the news that is coming out now when it comes to
Dame Lillard?
Dame Lillard.
Frank Isola over on Twitter, Portland Trailblazers new head coach Chauncey Billups and GM Neil Olshey are expected to meet with Damian Lillard today in Las Vegas, according to a source.
Why would you be meeting, Jordan?
Probably discuss the future and where they eat, where everyone stands.
What do you think?
I think this is the last-ditch attempt to make sure he doesn't say something that says, I want out.
It's basically like the David Griffin thing. Well, I'm going to meet with him, and we're going to have sit down at dinner with Anthony Davis, and we all know what happened like the very next day or like 2 days later. Was like, oh, I want to be traded.
I think this is a little bit of everything. It's obviously, hey, is this for real? And obviously, you're not flying down to have a face-to-face.
And what can we do?
General D, you're in a position in life where you have meetings. There's a difference in a phone call, and there's a difference in I'll be there on a plane. I know we do a lot of FaceTime right now, but if you were trying to close something or keep something, establish a relationship, what's the best approach?
Well, when we're in the room, you can always look at body language. Mm-hmm. You can also get the feel. You just an inflection in the guy's voice. And when you're sitting there across from him, you kind of know. And you can even look at it, not even talking about closing a deal, look at it in a relationship, at your wife, with your girlfriend, whoever it may be.
Yeah.
You kind of know just upon sensing that vibe. And I think that they go and get a pulse, they go and check on, find out. But I think ultimately they want to find out what can they do to make things better for him.
Yeah.
Or
is there
what
a way
can
we
do to maximize our trade value?
That's exactly that's right. It's going to be like, hey, if there's nothing we can say to change your mind, Dame, well, then, is there a set of teams that you're like? And then, as the coach, new coach there, okay, well, I need players.
Either way,
and
it's
pieces.
A bad look. I mean, what took you so long to go and visit them?
Nah, I don't know if it's a bad look in that what took you so long, but again, something popped in his head.
It's like, oh, no.
Well, at least they have a coach in place to go talk to him.
Too. Right? It's Willie Green. Willie, or.
Not officially.
All right, there. Sherman, give us 2 minutes, sir, before I have to hit the top of the hour break. What do you have?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
I had a question there for the general.
Sure.
What are the general's thoughts on the strength and conditioning program that the Pelicans have?
Well, I think they've gotten better. But one of the things that's been a problem is a lot of these guys have had their own private trainers, and they're starting to try to bring that in-house. I do know that the organization as a whole has not had a good look, especially when you're looking on the Saints side from the training staff. But they did make a move last year to go out and get one of the better trainers in the NBA who's very well respected. I do think that this team, it's not necessarily the injuries that have mounted up on them down the stretch. I think some of that was probably a little bit of gamesmanship with trying to get better picks or just to evaluate players. Because they were out of it at that point when they really had some of these injuries really kind of shelf guys. Some of the injuries, I think, not always can be preventable, but I do think they need to do a better job of mitigating it for long term. In mid-season, I know Lonzo Ball had some issues with his hand. I think some of that he's always had some knee issues, which that also scares me off when you're trying to sign him long term to a contract for a guy his youth. But I do think it is an area of concern. But with a young team like this, I don't know really I can point to that and say that that's been a major factor. I think they have made the adjustment with some of the training staff that they have. Hopefully that answers your question.
Yeah, I mean, do you think a guy like Jackson Hayes should be taking anabolic steroids perhaps?
Well, I do think he needs to be bellying up to the buffet and starting to eat as much as he can and put on some size.
B.I., yes.
Yeah, B.I. as well. I mean, we got a couple of guys. Kyra as well. I mean, I do think the strength and conditioning is important, especially for these young guys. Obviously, want to do it within the parameters of the NBA. We don't want to have anybody get popped like David Onyemata just got popped for substances.
Yeah, let's not do that.
But I do want to see them kind of put more of the conscious effort, because I do think a guy like Jackson Hayes can put some size on him, and if he does, it's going to transform his game. So to your point, I think we can do better there in that aspect.
Thank you, Sherman. Appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend, buddy.
Thank you.
Yep. Stay dry. By the way, Jordan, we're still waiting for your review. Space Jam, A New Legacy. Probably perhaps the greatest tweet ever. Skip Bayless. This is from this is from Space Jam and New Legacy soundtrack, by the way. So this is in the movie.
Well, they have a
tonight. I'm going to watch Space Jam: A Stained Legacy.
Oh,
to see if the onslaught of shockingly negative reviews is possibly wrong. Could LeBron's version of this classic really be as bad as his meltdown in the 2011 finals? I tried to warn him, in all caps. Do not try to be or beat MJ. Hashtag Lagon. Skip Bayless. Hour two in the books. Hour three next on ESPN New Orleans.
DIY means sawdust, work gloves, and the right tools. But at the Home Depot, the right tools means more than hammers and saws. It means a mobile app with built-in image search. That's a tool. Access an entire rental department with a swipe.